This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. A lot of small businesses start with a great idea, the kind that wakes you up in the middle of the night. It's so good. That's what Jim Picariello thought he had when he invented Frosties, basically frozen tea popsicles. And if there is one thing that everyone in his world agreed on, it was that his idea was a really good one. But in the world of business, a great idea sometimes isn't good enough. Here's Amanda Aronchik.
Jim Picariello and Jill Day moved to Blue Hill, Maine in 2000 for the same reason that lots of people move to Maine. It's beautiful, it's remote, and after a year of decompressing, Jim was ready to start something new.
I've got to come up with some idea. I got to start a new company. I got to do something interesting, and I didn't know what it was.
For years, Jim had been making himself too much green tea sweetened with honey. So he'd pour the leftover drink into those molds that you put in the freezer to make popsicles. Then he has an epiphany. Frozen tea popsicles. This is it, he thinks. This is my business idea. But it isn't the only project Jim has got going. He has a 2.5-year-old girl, and his wife is pregnant with baby number 2.
So I said, I think the timing is terrible.
Jill, Jim's wife, says he could try to start a business anyway. And very quickly, Jim raises $25,000 to test out recipes. And that is when Wiseacre Inc. is born.
When I said go ahead, I really didn't feel like we were starting a business. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why it even happened, is that I wasn't really aware that that's what we were doing.
Jim, he sees the future. He starts entertaining grandiose visions of where this could all go. And he pictures himself going to Expo East, the natural food conference.
You know, I'm going to go there and I'm going to be a rock star and everyone's going to be freaking out and going, this is the best thing I ever had. And I'm going to walk out of there with contracts and be on top of the world. And that's what happened.
Not only does Jim win Most Innovative Product for 2007, but he also gets a big time distribution deal. All of a sudden, he goes from making his tea popsicles and tiny saucepans in his kitchen to needing his own factory and employees. He hires a dozen locals, but they're more used to throwing fish in a bag than making a high-quality product. So Jim says, time for a field trip.
They all rolled their eyes and said, okay. And then the next morning, I had a 15-person passenger van, and we drove to Portland, Maine. And I took them into a Whole Foods, which none of them had ever seen. In fact, some of them had never been to Portland.
It's only a 3-hour drive, but it's the big city, and it's a world away.
So you walk in there, and it's this cavernous, beautiful store where everything is shiny and neat and well-arranged. The produce is stacked in pyramids. There are walls, literally walls of greens and peppers. And then we turned the corner to the frozen section, and somebody literally stepped in front of us, opened up the freezer door, and grabbed a giant handful of our product and walked off with it. They were like, oh, did you see that? And they were all so proud that their product was purchased in a store that they didn't even know existed, you know, hours before. And then I explained to them, that's what's going on in the whole East Coast right now.
For a while, his tea pops are in about 800 stores, but not enough people are actually buying the popsicles. Jim needs some marketing. He needs advertising. And what he really needs is money.
So we got one local billionaire who is semi-famous around here for investing in local stuff.
And his finance guy calls Jim in for a meeting.
And he was like, listen, I'm the manager on this side. We're in for $1 million. He shook our hand. He said, go back, get ready. Your first summer is about to kick off. Go buy some equipment because you're going to make this stuff faster. So that's exactly what I did. Like an idiot.
He buys a blast freezer, a new label maker, a ton of boxes.
This is going to be huge.
2 weeks go by and Jim is really set up for mass popsicle production. But the check from the billionaire hasn't arrived yet.
Turns out a couple of days after our meeting, the billionaire tasted our product and said, oh, I can't imagine why kids would like these. And of course, it's not a product for kids. It's a product for adults, and kids do like them.
The billionaire backs out of the agreement.
And so at this point, I'm sort of doing the math in my head over and over. I have this much money. We have this much payroll. We have this much rent. We have this much electricity. All that over and over and over again.
So I do remember he did ask me if he could start putting payroll on our credit card, our personal credit card.
It was just like, I now have no more money. I have to lay all you people off. And it was very sad.
The bank seizes the equipment and the factory closes. Jim has to declare bankruptcy of somewhere around $500,000. And the debts he owes go unpaid.
Do you remember what that felt like?
Well, we're still dealing with the ramifications, so it's still hard, especially because we moved up here to have a more simple life and specifically to not be in debt and to have the kind of significant debt now that we have because of the business tanking is just like the worst thing that could have happened.
I went forward and made some financial decisions. You know, I did on a handshake, which you'd think you could do, but you just can't. And I knew better, but I was starting to feel desperate.
After Wiseacre and Jim went bankrupt, it took a year for him to find a steady job. He's now working as an instructional designer at a local college. He and Jill are still paying off the almost $50,000 that was on Jill's personal credit card.
I don't know. Would you guys do this again? Would you try again with a business?
I would never put our family in jeopardy in the same way. But at the same time, I would never say never either.
The last time I heard from Jim, he said he did have another crazy product idea, but swears that this one would be far less risky. I'm Amanda Aronchik for Marketplace.